The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went on to say, "Amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. As the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. They will not follow a stranger. From him they will run away, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus went on to say, "I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep, and all who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and to slaughter and destroy, but I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we're listening to the word of God from the Gospel of John, speaking about the shepherd and the sheep. A very early metaphor for the embryonic church, a vision of church from the very earliest metaphors given to us in the Gospels, the shepherd and the sheep. So let me consider for these few moments in conversation what this means to us, speaking about the shepherd and the sheep. In 2023, the Surgeon General of the United States, Dr. Vivek Mumphrey, published a study in which he spoke about an epidemic of loneliness in our country. There's loneliness in Japan, and as you know, in Japan, you can rent a friend. You rent a friend, it's nothing romantic. You rent a friend to go shopping, to come and talk to you, spend time with you. You rent a friend. But in the United States, on this study in 2023, it says, we have an epidemic of loneliness. Not everybody agreed, but 1 year later, in 2024, a Gallup poll concluded that one out of every five persons, adults in the United States, feels a significant loneliness every day. It's an alienation, it's a poverty, it's a separation of some kind. Dr. Onerich, this distinguished physician, researcher, he came to the conclusion and writes about it that, in fact, the greatest crisis we have in our culture is an emotional and spiritual heart disease. It's brought on by alienation, misunderstanding, judgment, separations. Robin Williams, before he died, offered this observation. He said, I used to think that being alone was the greatest burden, but now, he said, I think there's something greater. And that's to be with people that make you feel alone, people that judge you, those who ignore you, those who put you down, to be misunderstood. This is a profound loneliness in the spirit. We've spoken in the past about Rollheiser's three kinds of loneliness, the loneliness of separation, a moral loneliness, and then a radical loneliness, which is a loneliness of ingratitude. But the moral loneliness is a loneliness of the soul. It's hidden. And unless we raise our awareness, we might miss the loneliness of the soul, where even though I'm around people, there's a certain poverty, there's a certain emptiness inside of me. That's worth thinking about for each and every one of us, and for those who are close to us, who are around us. The church, the first church, is the family. That's the first church. It's meant to be a place of healing, a place of welcoming. It's meant to be a place of security, a place of understanding. It's meant to be a safe place where I can be myself and be accepted and be loved just the way I am. No demand, no judgment. But to meet me where I am before we begin to grow together. That's the church of the family. In Luke chapter 15, there's a wonderful story about a shepherd who has 100 sheep. And he loses one of them. And the shepherd leaves the 99. And he goes to find the lost sheep. And when he finds the lost sheep, he puts it on his shoulder and he brings it back. And there is great rejoicing in the 100 sheep now because the family is united. Not only because the one sheep is precious enough so that the shepherd will pursue and find the lost sheep, but also the family is rejoicing because now the family is complete. The absence of that sheep made the family wounded, somehow divided, somehow less. So the family, being the first church, is the first place where the shepherd and the sheep and the metaphor for the church must find a presence. Cardinal Ratzinger, who became Pope Boniface, Pope Benedict, wrote this in his book, Faith of the Future. Speaking about Saint Monica, who was the mother of Augustine, way back in the 5th century, he says, Augustine's mother, as a living experience of what the church is meant to be in its most profound essence. In her, he writes, Augustine experienced the church as person, the church personally, so that for him it was not some kind of apparatus from which one feels something very distant, structures that turn out to be somewhat incomprehensible. In this woman, there was personally present what the church is. Augustine speaks the words about his mother. She said, she not only gave me this bodily life, She gave me a space for the heart. She gave me a space of life in which I was able to become a man. Ratzinger says the human being needs a relational space of trust, of love, a meaning that allows him to walk toward the future. But this space of life has little to do with ecclesiastical structures or with identity-based communities of perfect people who isolate themselves from the world, condemning it day in and day out. On the contrary, it admirably sketches the face of a welcoming church. So where does this fit into your family? Think about your family as the first church. Is this a welcoming place? A place of healing? Is this a place of life? Is there a division, a wound, a misunderstanding? Is the church in the family less? For if we do not find church in the home, it will be a challenge for us to find church in a living community when we come to Mass on Sunday. So when we reflect on this, it's an inquisition, it's an invitation to reflect on our families, our communities, the places to which we belong. So maybe this Dr. Dean Ornrich was saying something important to us when he said, the real crisis is an emotional and spiritual heart disease. We feel divided, neglected, misunderstood, not only by the church, but in our families. So when we come to reflect on Jesus and the example of Jesus and the safe place, I've spoken about a safe place in the past. What is not safe is when somebody says to you, I can't believe you said that. I'm not going to say anymore. That's judgment. Somebody says, I can't believe you did that. I hesitate now. It's not a safe place. So where do I find a safe place that speaks to me of an experience of living church? In my family, in the community here of Holy Family. In the past, I have heard people say when they came to visit Holy Family at the 9:30 Mass that when the community got together and joined hands to pray and sing the Our Father, they had this feeling of belonging, a feeling of acceptance, a feeling of home, that they have arrived at a place where they can be just who they are, hold hands, belong, and pray with the community. You want to think about that. What does it mean in your family? What does it mean here at Holy Family Church? That whoever you are, you belong. It's a welcoming church. It's a welcoming family. Amen.